Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make the top loop in an old school jungle and DNB track feel alive using an automation first workflow in Ableton Live 12. And that phrase right there is the whole mindset shift. We are not treating the top loop like a background extra that just runs on repeat. We're treating it like a lead support element, something that shapes energy, creates tension, and helps the arrangement breathe. In jungle and DNB, the top loop sits above the kick, snare, sub, and main bass. So if it stays flat, the track can feel boxed in and repetitive really fast. But when you automate it well, it becomes this hybrid of percussion, texture, and arrangement glue. That's exactly what we want. So here's the core rule for this lesson. Movement first, tone second, loudness last. Let's start by choosing the right source. You want a loop that supports the track, rather than trying to be the whole drum kit. Great options are chopped break tops, hats and rides from a break edit, a light shaker layer, or a resampled percussion texture. If you're building from one shots, you can audition in drum rack or simpler. If you already have a top loop, just drop it onto an audio track. The big thing here is character. For old school jungle, a little roughness is your friend. Imperfect timing, noisy hats, ghosty break fragments, a bit of grit. That stuff gives the loop life. If the loop feels too full in the low mids, too polite, or too busy, don't panic. We're going to shape it. First thing in the chain, put EQ8. The goal is not to make it sound perfect in isolation. The goal is to make it sit above the drums and bass without stepping on them. A good starting move is a high pass somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the source. If it's boxy, pull out a little in the 300 to 600 Hz area. If it's harsh, you can notch somewhere around 6 to 9 kHz by a dB or 2. And if it needs a bit of air, think about a gentle shelf above 10K rather than boosting too early. Now, because this is jungle and DNB, a touch of saturation can make the top loop cut through without needing to be loud. So after EQ, add drum bus or saturator. If you're using drum bus, keep the drive modest, maybe 5 to 15%. Usually boom stays off for a top loop unless the source is extremely thin. If you're using saturator, a couple dB of drive is often enough, and soft clip can help tame peaks. We're not trying to smash it. We just want a little edge so the loop stays exciting on small speakers and in dense drop sessions. Now comes the important part, automation first thinking. Before you stack a bunch of effects, decide what the loop should do across the arrangement. In DNB, the top loop usually needs to stay relatively stable in the main groove, intensify into transitions, thin out when the bass hits hard, and open up in fills or switch-ups. So go into arrangement view and start automating the loop track. Focus on the few parameters that give you the most movement. Great options are auto filter cutoff, EQ movement if needed, reverb dry slash wet, delay send level, utility width, and maybe saturator drive. The key is to avoid automating everything at once. Pick the heroes. A strong first pass might look like this. For the first four bars, keep the loop relatively closed and tight. In bars 5 through 8, open it up a bit. In bars 9 through 12, give it more width or a little extra saturation. Then in bars 13 through 16, pull it back down again so the next phrase has somewhere to go. And this is really important. Use shape. Don't just jump parameters around randomly. Clean diagonal ramps often sound more musical than abrupt changes, unless you specifically want that hard switch-up energy. Now let's add auto filter, because this is one of the best motion tools for top loops. Try a band pass if you want that gritty, pulled through a tunnel jungle feel, or a low pass if you want smoother opening and closing. A good band pass move can start narrow and dark in the build, then open up hard on the drop, and then settle back into a tighter range once the groove lands. That kind of movement feels very old school and very DJ functional. You can automate the cutoff from something low like 500 Hz up into the 10 to 14 kHz area, depending on how dramatic you want it. Keep resonance moderate unless you want the sweep to bite harder. If you want rhythmic tail accents, add echo on a send or as an insert, but keep it disciplined. Short delay times like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, feedback around 10 to 25%, and filter the repeats so they don't crowd the snare. Then automate the send only on selected hits. Not all the time, just on the moments that matter. That's what makes it feel performed. Now let's talk width, because stereo is a big part of the illusion here. Don't think of width as a permanent enhancement. Indeed, NB. Width should usually be section-based. Put utility on the loop and automate the width control. In stripped sections, you might keep it around 70 to 100%. In builds, you can open it up to 110 or 140%. Then in the drop, if the mix starts feeling cloudy, pull it back a little. Also, check mono. Seriously, check mono while you make these decisions. The loop can feel huge in stereo, but if it collapses the groove when summed, it's not helping the record. A wider loop is only good if the drums still punch. If you want a bigger jungle shimmer, a nice move is to duplicate the loop. Keep one layer mostly dry and centered, and then process the second layer with high-pass filtering, a bit of delay, and width automation. Blend it in quietly underneath. That way you get expansion without losing focus. Once then automation is doing something good, start thinking about committing it. This is a really useful mastering-minded workflow move. Solo the loop and resample or record the processed pass onto a new audio track. Print the filter moves, the delay throws, the saturation, the width changes. Once it's bounced, chop it into phrases. Make 2-bar or 4-bar chunks. Reverse a hit or tail if that helps the turnaround. Create 1-bar that's a bit more aggressive for a fill. Why do this? Because once the movement is printed, you can arrange it like a sample. You're no longer endlessly tweaking plugins. You're working with the performance. And in jungle, that often sounds more authentic anyway. Now bring the loop back into context with the kick, snare, sub, and bass. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. A top loop can sound amazing alone and still be wrong in the mix. So listen for whether it's masking the snare crack, especially around the 2 and 4. Check whether it's getting too spicy in the 7 to 10 kHz range. See if it makes the drum bus feel smaller. Pay attention to whether the bass loses definition when the loop opens up. If the loop is stealing focus, lower it by a decibel or 3. Narrow the stereo field if the section is dense. Automate a slight dip during snare-heavy phrases. Use light sidechain compression if the loop is just too constant. We want it to breathe, not bulldoze. One very effective jungle move is to let the top loop get more active in the last 2 bars of every 8-bar phrase. That gives you the feeling of a sampler or DJ pushing the room forward. It makes the track feel alive without needing a brand new drum layer every time. That brings us to phrasing. A lot of great DNB feels DJ functional because the sections are clear. Your top loop can help with that. Think in contrasts, not constant motion. Narrow to wide, dry to thrown, soft to aggressive. The loop feels bigger when it clearly changes state. A simple 16-bar structure might be bars 1 to 4, intro groove with a filtered top loop. Bars 5 to 8, a bit more open, maybe a delay throw. Bars 9 to 12, full brightness and widest version. Bars 13 to 16, pull it back, add a reverse tail, or filter it down before the next section. For breakdowns, you can open the high-pass filter, increase reverb send for space, briefly raise delay feedback for a fill, and reduce width right before the drop for contrast. Then when the drop returns, do the opposite. Cut the effect tail, restore the dry loop, and keep the first bar tight and punchy. That contrast is what makes the re-entry hit. A few common mistakes to watch out for. 1. Making the loop too full range. If it's muddy, high pass harder and clean out the low mids, especially around 250 to 600 Hz. 2. Automating too many things at once. Usually 2 to 4 hero parameters is plenty. Filter, width, saturation, send level. That's often enough. 3. Letting the loop fight the snare. If that happens, reduce the level, notch the harsh bits, or thin it out in the phrases where the snare needs to dominate. 4. Overusing reverb and delay. Keep them rhythmic and filtered. Short throws are usually better than constant wash. 5. Forgetting mono compatibility. Check it. 6. Processing before arranging. First decide where the loop should evolve, then automate to support that shape. And here's a really useful teacher tip. Treat harshness like a timing issue as much as a tone issue. Sometimes the loop feels painful not because it's too bright overall, but because it's active on top of every snare. In that case, the fix might be automating the level down on specific hits rather than just eking it harder. If you want to push this into darker or heavier DNB territory, try a bandpass sweep in the transition, or add controlled distortion rather than full-on smash. Use saturator or drum bus for bite, not fizz. You can also duplicate the loop and create a ghost layer that's heavily high-passed and tucked low, then automate it to appear only in build sections. That gives you hidden density without clutter. Another great trick is short reverse tails. Reverse a cymbal or a top loop hit into the snare or the drop. Very simple, very effective, and it adds tension without eating up subspace. And if you really want this to feel like old school jungle, keep it playable. Make the automation feel like someone is pushing a sampler or mixer in real time. Not sterile, not over precision. Performed, alive, slightly raw. Here's a good practice pass. Choose one jungle style top loop or hat break layer. Put EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and utility on it. High-pass the loop and remove the obvious mud. Then draw automation for cutoff, saturation, drive, width, and once send to echo or reverb. Make bars 1 to 4 fairly dry and narrow. Open the loop progressively in bars 5 to 8. Make bars 9 to 12 the biggest, brightest section. Then pull back in bars 13 to 16 and add one small transition effect. Loop the section and listen with kick, snare, and sub. Then check mono and fix anything that weakens the drums. The goal is simple. The loop should feel like it's performing the arrangement, not just playing along. So to wrap this up, the best DNB top loops are not just layered. They're automated into shape. Keep the source tight. Clean out the unwanted low end, and use a few strong parameters to create movement across phrases. In Ableton Live 12, that usually means EQ8, auto filter, saturator, utility, and targeted send automation.